Thank you very much. It's fantastic to be here. So 6 months ago, I flew to Auckland to spend 4 days in a house with four other businesswomen that I had never met before. And we were there to negotiate splitting up a venture capital loan. There was $500,000 on the table, interest-free, 5 years. This was going to be a business negotiation like none other. Anything goes. There was only three rules about how this would be split. The first rule was all five businesses had to agree on how to share that fund. The second rule was no one business could take all. And the third and possibly the hardest rule was we couldn't do the easy thing and just divide it equally. So how on earth were we going to decide how to split up this fund? Well, 4 days, some pretty interesting conversations. And the businesses were all significantly different. There was a business that was focused on hiring refugees and paying them to be professional chefs in their catering firm. There was a business that concentrated on creating wool blankets, tracing the wool back to the particular sheep that had been shorn for that blanket. There was a business that was focused on developing a tool for brain fit, which helping older people with their memory. There was a tool that was an online skin diagnostic tool. And then there was our business, organic skin relief for people with psoriasis and eczema. So all very different businesses, all very different aspirations. And we were there because we had applied for an initiative called CEO. And that initiative is founded on radical generosity and came out of the hard reality that only 4% of venture capital goes to women-owned or women-led businesses. And this was established by a woman, Vicky Saunders, who decided she wanted to do something about that. She looked around the world, and her country in Canada, it was the same. In the US, 11 million businesses are owned by women, and yet they only get 4% of access to venture capital. So she decided she would do something to change that. But not just change that, but to actually change the lens through which we did business, to shift from a lens of scarcity to one of abundance, to one that believes that there is plenty for all of us. And so we had applied for access to this venture capital loan, and I tell you what, that loan application was like none other. They didn't ask about the return on the investment. They asked, what good is your business going to do in the world? And they asked us to share an experience we'd had of radical generosity. Now, you might have been like me, and I actually had to Google that because I was kind of like unfamiliar with that term. I'd never come across radical generosity in a business sense before. And essentially what it means is giving financially with no expectation of return. And so under CEO, initially 500 businesswomen contribute $1,000 of their money. They gift that money to create the fund, and they become what are called activators. And then those activators get to choose five businesses that they would like to have access to that fund. And then the fun begins. So what we had in common is that we'd applied. What we had in common is we had to go to a four-day retreat, having been selected, having been voted one of those five businesses to work out the share. And I can tell you, I was a bit nervous going up to that retreat. I kind of felt like there could be a bit of kind of touchy-feely stuff, and I'm not really into the touchy-feely stuff. And I was thinking, oh, I'm not so sure about this. And we had to do an assessment before we went on what our negotiating styles were, what our strengths were, what our strategy was, what our weak points were as well. And so when we got up to those 4 days, we spent that time disclosing our books to the other businesses. We disclosed our negotiating styles, the strengths and weaknesses. And we shared our business plans, our success stories, our shortcomings. And we got to challenge each other about our balance sheets. We got to challenge each other about our business plans and whether we really could execute those. Did we have the skills? Did we have the resources to do that? So, you know, there were times in those 4 days when we really pushed outside of our comfort zones. But the thing was, the amazing thing that happened is in the course of that time, each of our businesses shifted from thinking about how we could get the most out of it to thinking about how could we support each other to make sure that we were all building capable leaders able to make a contribution to create a better world. And the amazing thing was, is that it was that spirit of radical generosity of the founders, the activators who created that fund, then actually permeated our decision making. Don't get me wrong, we all put in a good, compelling pitch for our share of the venture capital, but we all came away knowing and believing that we were part of something quite new and something potentially very, very powerful, and that together we could actually create a better place. And thanks to CEO and thanks to the radical generosity of those 444 women, we have been able to go in the last 6 months gangbusters in our business. We have access to business coaching that's world class, that keeps us focused. We have access, even more importantly than the money, we have access to 441 business mentors. They give us advice, support, encouragement. They've got our back. They've invested in us and they believe in us, and they are part of a growing global phenomenon which is about a radically generous, collaborative networking model. And this is a model unlike any networking I've ever been in before, because it gives without expecting anything in return. It gives from a place of radical generosity, of abundance. So tonight, in a night where anything goes, in the words of one of the activators, why wouldn't you be radically generous? Thank you.